on Dish Nation.
Should Armie Hammer be casted in the new Hannibal Lecter movie?
What? Yeah, I heard he out here, honey, allegedly trying to eat people.
Plus, ooh, we have a divorce alert, and you won't believe which couple it is now.
That's so sad. And yo, my girl Mary J. Blige celebrated her 50th birthday by showing off them cakes. Plus, we also go thirst trapping with the stars with my girl Lizzo and my primo Bad Bunny.
Mm. Yep, and Heidi and Frank is going to join us later on. But first, looks like clout chaser Selena Powell is at it again. But this time, she's exposing Drake.
Wow.
So yesterday, Selena posted an IG photo of the alleged text between herself and Drake that leaked online. Now, the alleged text messages show Selena announcing herself, seemingly trying to get with Drake, and the OVO curving the internet troll by replying, "Definitely never gave you my number. I know who you are, and I want no part."
That's right. That's right. Clap back.
It's almost like when you're watching a movie and you're saying, "Don't go in there. Don't go in there." He didn't go in there, so the audience claps.
Good job.
So Selena seemingly accepted the L and replied, "Well, okay." And yes, she did. "It's still in my DM. I don't want to upset you, though, so I'll stop."
Thank you. Mm.
I feel like it's real. And here's the thing. You know you done been ran through in these streets when a man who is single, okay, he is single, he can date you, tells you he don't want no damn parts, okay?
No parts.
No parts. Not the bottom parts, not the top parts, not in between the middle. Stay away from me.
Right. But see, the thing is that these men, they want every part of somebody who is discreet, okay? They don't have a problem passing them around. There's certain ones that have no problem. But if you're going to keep on putting somebody on blast, hell no, they don't want that press.
Right.
That's why I keep telling these young ones, get a grown-ass woman, because we got kids. We ain't trying to tell none of our business.
They're going to Sherry plugging herself. Well, y'all, moving on, it seems like everyone is getting exposed over text messages and DMs lately. Lord have mercy.
Lord.
Actor Armie Hammer is on the hit list after a series of graphic DMs were leaked online, allegedly of him telling a woman he wanted to do cannibalistic sexual acts with her.
Ooh.
Wait,
okay.
What?
What's wrong with that?
Now, wait a minute, y'all. Reportedly, the messages were sent between 2016 and February 2020, but here's what one message said. He allegedly writes to a woman, "I am 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you."
I have a question. Why are people mad? Why are people mad? Because you girls walk around all day talking about you a snack, you a whole meal. Now somebody say, "He's gonna come gobble you up." You all Portia. Scared.
But Portia, here's the difference, I think. I think the difference is, yes, women talk about their snack and all of this, but when a man uses the word cannibal, it's really not a romantic word. It's not a sexy word, because it usually means I want to eat you, like your whole body, like kill you.
I mean, the thing is, a lot of times actors have like a really nice guy image in the public, but behind closed doors, like, yo, they get they savage on.
Right.
He is that good of an actor the way he fooled everybody to thinking he tame. And this is how he may be rolling on, you know, behind closed doors.
Mm. What's the problem with wanting to be tasted every now and then? I think it's a great thing. I think everybody desires that.
Oh, Gary, Lord. This means he's going to eat you while you're there and save some for later. So that means your ass might be dead, okay? That don't mean you're going to go home. Gary,
he's gonna meal prep with your ass, okay? That's what he's gonna do. I just, you know what? I'm gonna just say this right now. The visual of Gary being a meal prep just takes me over the edge. I hate to break the bad news, but LaToya Luckett and her husband, Tomacus Walker, they are getting a divorce. This is so sad because...
Wow. No!
That was quick.
So sad.
I know, and it's so sad because the couple, they announced their split yesterday via social media. Everybody does it via social media. After 3 years of marriage and just 4 months after welcoming their second child together, LaToya wrote, "After very prayerful consideration, Tomacus and I decided to get a divorce." You can't argue with God.
Damn.
But Tomacus, he responded with his own divorce post, and he must have been feeling the heat coming down on him because he wrote on his IG, "And for all the friends or family that are saying I didn't like him anyways, guess what? I didn't like your stinky ass either." Damn.
That's a true definition of running your stanky ass mouth, and he don't care, okay?
It really, really
that girl
is.
Was filming Greenleaf, honey, and he was allegedly cheating while she was filming Greenleaf, honey. That's dirty, honey. I don't blame her for divorcing, honey. You got to go, honey. No, sir.
Well, you
no,
know
ma'am.
What? I don't feel like none of us, neither of us know the real story, so we just gonna sit in prayers and love. LaToya is a very strong woman, and she will be fine, and her family will be fine, so we wish Tommy the best and LaToya and their whole family the best, because they still gonna co-parent.
Yeah, I feel like when
right
I saw
there,
them on New Year's, everybody thought that they were back together because they took pictures for New Year's or whatever. When you got two kids, whether you are breaking up, heartbroken, upset,
right,
or whatever, you're gonna
you
put
to
it to the side for those kids.
Right.
So it didn't fool me. I knew that sis was gonna do the best thing for her. It didn't fool me at all.
Really?
I'm glad
LaToya.
She made the right choice for her. Yes.
All right, everybody, let's give it up for the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige. That a legend turned 50 years old yesterday and was determined to not allow the pandemic to have any hateration or holleration in her dancery, because Mary kept it percolating with a surprise virtual star-studded birthday party. And a lot of celebs came through, people like Missy Elliott, Gabby O'Union, Karen Clark Sheard, Angela Bassett, and more came through on a computer screen for the celebration. Common even slid through to show love to the queen and revealed that he once had a major crush on her and gave props on how she's aging like fine wine.
I was trying to log on, but honey, the line was too long.
But let me tell you, Common was not lying either, HK, because Mary J. posted some amazingly beautiful bathing suit photos for her birthday.
Yep.
I looked at her and I was like, girl, go ahead.
She looks great.
She looks amazing, yes.
She looked fabulous on those pictures, but where was Ken Do, honey? I guess he didn't like the pictures. He didn't say no like, or he didn't show
up. They
so,
not
I mean,
together no more, Gary.
Gary, I want you to shut your stinky ass mouth.
With your stinky ass.
Now, moving on, honey. Somebody in this Dish family, I said somebody in this Dish family, y'all ain't keeping it real now. Now, last night, y'all, I was scrolling through Instagram, honey. You know, just looking, honey, for some tea. And I saw Chewy being featured, y'all, as a cop, honey, in a film called Puppy P.I. Check this out.
No matter what happens, Puppy, just know that I love you. Let's rock!
So what's the deal, Chewy? Now, honey, are you a detective, baby, or are you a TV host, honey? Which one, honey? And why did you just throw that damn dog like you did? Honey, Peter gonna get you.
I'm all the above, baby. I'm Mexican, I'm Dominican, so I at least got 5 jobs. You know what? Sometimes you present it with some ideas that you really don't like, but then they show you that check, and you're like, listen, let me throw this puppy and shoot some guns, and let's do this. So Puppy P.I. coming to a streamer near you. We're fighting crime, not doing any time in L.A.,
there
so you better check that out when it drops, baby. Let's go. Puppy P.I.
That dog bit up some blood, though. You seen that man was bleeding when the dog jumped on?
I really like the subtexting that you had in the movie with the dog. It was a lot of stuff layered up underneath there. I loved the acting. It was amazing.
Well, y'all, coming up, why is Kourtney Kardashian sobbing and why is Lizzo thirst trapping? That and much more right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, yo, Sherry, look who's joining us. Look,
hey.
It's Heidi and Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah. You back and all, baby.
Good to see you all. All right. This story makes me really sad.
What?
Kim, Courtney, and Khloe and the family just had their last day of shooting Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No.
And I'm not the only one sad about this. Allegedly, Courtney was officially sobbing. Now, how bad does it have to get to be officially sobbing?
No.
They're sisters. Sherry, you've been on a lot of different television shows when you rap, and it's like, wow, we're probably not going to see each other every day, and it's sad, but
we're still going to see each other every,
however often you want.
Every Christmas.
Every aspect of their life is lived on camera. And I think when you don't, from the time that they were young, and I guess when you don't have the cameras around anymore, what do you do?
I don't know how to talk to you if there's not a camera guy here.
The Kardashian-Jenner network is coming soon. Something's happening. Something's brewing, y'all. This family isn't going away. They're going to be here.
Yeah, Chewie's right.
When the Kardashian 2.0 comes back, oh, my God.
Exactly. All right, guys. Well, it's one of our favorite times, and it's time for it.
The Trapping with the Stars.
And I'm talking to you guys, Chewie and Frank. I know you love her, and there's a lot of her to love. It's your lady Lizzo.
Yo.
My God.
Yo,
yeah, let your mouth water a little bit. Let your eyes cry. She dropped this pic on Instagram and said, "It's one of those days that make you want to lay in bed half the day. I finally got the energy to shower, post this ass pic, and try to turn it around." Bless y'all. I'm going to go on record and say I think this is the thirstiest thirst trap and the thirst trappiest thirst traps I've ever did. See.
When you're feeling wiped out, you should just take a shower and take a picture of your ass. I did not know that
I'm going to do that later
better.
When I'm a little run down. I'm going to take a shower, and then I'm just going to take... I'm going to try to recreate the Lizzo picture. But
I want to see it, Heidi.
I'm Lizzo, baby. I'm Lizzo.
I put a like on your ass, Heidi.
Thank you,
I'm all for it.
All right, next up is the Boricua, the Puerto Rican rapper, my buddy Bad Bunny, and he posted this pic with the caption, "Estoy en mi peak."
Now, what's that?
All right, Bad Bunny. Yes, I see you, bro.
Now, he's feeling good after a workout, but I think he probably should have waited probably 6 more weeks before he posted something like that.
Oh, look at you, Frank.
I'm just saying.
Who are you hating?
All right. Well, Sherry, I know you're enjoying the glisten. You're enjoying Bad Bunny. But what I want to know is I want to know about your new show. I heard rumors you're working with one of my favorite actresses, and I want you to tell the world about it.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's called Call Your Mother, starring Kyra Sedgwick, wife of Kevin Bacon. She was the star of The Closer. And it's a comedy about a mother whose kids have left the nest. They've moved to L.A. and she's so sad. She moves to L.A. with them. And I play her best friend, Sharon, No Nonsense. Call Your Mother was created by Carrie Lazor, who also created The New Adventures of Old Christine. So you know it's going to be a hit. So
So
I'm excited because it comes on this Wednesday, January 13th on ABC.
I can't wait. I love you, obviously, and I love Kyra Sedgwick, so I'm sure it's going to be a hit.
Any chance you could have us all over at your house with Kyra and Kevin and we all hang out for like a dinner party or something cool?
I'm working on trying to get to your house, Frank. You haven't even invited me to your house.
Right?
I know.
All right, up next, can you imagine being on the brink of divorce and then proposing to your spouse again?
No.
I think I've lost Frank completely.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
I know. Not a lot of people can, but we're going to tell you who did just that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Now, despite all the breakups in Hollywood, Neo and his wife, Crystal Smith, have managed to keep it together.
Yeah.
So last year, Neo blindsided Crystal with divorce papers and a 4-month separation. But after much thought and reconsideration, the two have decided to work things out.
Good.
And to make sure the second go-round wasn't tainted by the first, Neo kicked off the new year by re-proposing to Crystal on New Year's Eve. Check it out.
Nice.
Crystal Renee Smith.
I love it.
See there? Keep love together. I love it that in the midst of everybody breaking up during this pandemic, I just like to hear that there's a couple that's back together.
It. Yes.
That made it through. Yeah.
So you think they're going to stay together?
I do, because I see them, every time I see them, they look like they in love. They all underneath each other. And they, it don't matter, Gary. You can feel it when something ain't right or it's tension.
That's
they look
true.
Very happy. So whatever, Gary.
I feel like she gets him more than some of the other people.
Too.
She gives him space to like work and do his Neo thing. Still lets him come back and like, you know, be in daddy mode when he's done being creative.
Yeah.
So they kind of compliment each other.
I love them together.
Moving on, y'all. Lil Boosie wants to pay back Cat Williams for his good deed. So Boosie just revealed that when he was released from prison a couple of years ago, Kat gave him $10,000 to help him get on his feet, and he's finally ready to pay him back. Yeah, and he also said that both Klaus P. and Yo Gotti each looked out for his mama and gave her $5,000.
You know what? Love and that's that. Love, too, because the fact that Evie wants to pay Kat back is a miracle, because you know how sometimes we do in the community, we take the money and we just keep it pushing.
No, not only do we keep it pushing, Headcrack, we'll post something online like, picture me shining, watch me rolling, look at me glowing. Exactly. Like, why do we give you the money for that? Can you give me some of that money?
Hard work.
But guess what, y'all? Kat Williams not the only person y'all Boosie wants to pay y'all.
Ooh.
Now, he's offering one. Listen to this. $1,000, y'all, to Instagram fans, y'all, that's willing to suck his toes, baby. Yes, honey. They say his feet are almost as pretty as mine.
Ew.
But which one of y'all here would love to suck Boosie? I mean, his toes.
Gary, first of all, Gary, it's only $1,000.
Wow. You out your mind.
Gary, there's a serious difference between your feet and these feet. These feet are what you call moisturized. Your feet are what you call dry attire. Okay? The feet is ashy from the bottom.
That's why when you Gary's feet looks like firewood.
I'm looking at a picture. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Y'all gonna make me nauseous. All right, y'all. Today we have the Sharper Image UV Zone Phone and Accessory Sanitizer. Since your phone goes everywhere and touches just about everything within arm's reach, you definitely have to make sure to keep that thing clean. This handy UV cleaner sanitizes in minutes using wavelength ultraviolet light emitted from UVC bulbs, guaranteed to kill up to 99% of common household bacteria like E. coli and salmonella.
Oh my God, and it can also clean household items like keys, jewelry, and earbuds.
Yep, and it cleanses everything without harsh chemicals and leaves no residue.
Brad, this right on time. How much?
Well, Headcrack, usually it can run as high as $60, but for our Dish Nation family, you can get it for just $19.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, Sex in the City is making a comeback, and I am so excited about it. Make sure y'all come right back because we have all the deets.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So, Heidi, it seems like one of our favorite shows is back. And you know I'm talking about Sex and the City, okay? All right. Well, HBO is reviving the show, and this chapter is not going to be called Sex and the City. It's going to be called And Just Like That. And it's going to follow the ladies as they navigate love and friendship in their 50s. But get this. This is what makes me sad. Kim Cattrall, a.k.a. Samantha Jones, she's not coming back. She won't be returning. It's really, like, no surprise because Kim has made it publicly clear she does not like or mess around with Sarah Jessica Parker. What do y'all think? You think there's going to be able to be a Sex in the City without Miss Samantha?
There is no Sex in the City without Samantha Jones. Like, I can't
I'll
see that.
I'll tell you what they do. They get a mannequin of Samantha, and then at night she wakes up and runs around the city with the girls, and at the end of the day she's in like the window at Macy's.
Okay, Sherry, they actually might need a fourth character, a woman in her 50s. Would you audition for this project?
Oh my gosh, hell yeah, Chewy. I would audition for this show. I swear to God.
Yeah. I would play like a late in life lesbian. Like I was I was with guys and all that, but now I'm a late in life lesbian, and I'm the lesbian on the show who's having a ton of sex.
Heidi, you're having so much sex on the show that you need a whole back replacement so we could tie that in.
Right.
Perfect.
And there you go.
It's perfect.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.